Thank you for listening. This is Carlos Gonzalez. We hope that you enjoy this episode of the Miami Firm Body Audio Journal. Theologian Matthew Fox has argued that conflict is an essential process of creation. He writes, "Life is born of tension, struggle, and difference. That life is not born by virginal withdrawal, but by active coupling. Whether the coupling is that of a positive-negative charge that gives birth to an electrical current, whether it is that of oxygen and hydrogen that births the great miracle the universe called water, whether it is that of the musician coupling with her images of notes and forms, whether it is the sculptor coupling with her wood, whether it is husband and wife coupling in their love and birthing a child, whether it is a widow coupling with memories of a deceased husband, all love is born of the conflict that dialectical consciousness acknowledges. Dualism wants to control conflict, to deny tension and difference, and in the process of such denial, nothing is born. It is stillborn." So this is a quote that I've been using this week with my students as they come to the end of the semester, and this was actually part of an in-class assignment that they did. And I've been thinking about conflict and how often we are so conflict-averse. We don't like conflict. And yet, when we pay attention to the way things work in the world and in the universe, conflict is an aspect of creation. If you come to my office at Miami-Dade, you'll see this very big tapestry of on my wall, and most people think is actually a sitting Buddha. But in fact, what's on the wall is a sitting meditating Shiva. And Shiva is the Hindu deity of creation and destruction, often depicted dancing on a ring of fire. And so this deity is a reminder to all of us that creation does not come about without destruction, and that it's an essential part. It's part of life itself. And so death and life go hand in hand. And so conflict, coming back to this notion of conflict, is actually an invitation for us to find creative possibilities. And maybe instead of avoiding conflict, we can embrace. And so the quote comes back to this notion of dualism. And dualism is the stance or the philosophical view that divides reality, if it attempts to divide reality, there's no way of dividing reality, into two things, usually good and evil, light and dark, heaven and earth, or heaven and hell, male and female. And these dualities, although they might be useful, they often leave us basically with this notion of unresolved sort of conflict, or maybe even greater conflict. Let me see if I can explain. So this duality of the us and them, right? We're here and we're the good people, and they're there and they're the bad people. Or the situation, let's say, as I've discovered over this week, as my students have been writing about different issues in their life, and some of them have written about divorce and the trauma of divorce for them. And, you know, many of them are still dealing with sort of the ramifications of their parents' divorce. And what I often suggest in that case is to, again, instead of looking at one parent as good and the other parent as bad, or as divorce being bad and staying together as good, is to look at the possibilities that have come out of that divorce, out of that very difficult and challenging situation, and to see how they are now as a result of that maybe traumatic experience. And sometimes we find that even after a very difficult and painful process, such as a breakup in a serious relationship, we find ourselves on the other side. And the other side is different and often richer than where we were before. This is true of everything that we go through life, the big losses, death of a loved one, loss of a job. And so we come back to this, observing the events of our lives, and instead of categorizing them in a dualistic perspective, we move into a more embracing stance of looking at the dance of destruction and creation, and then realizing that out of that conflict or out of that loss, there may be something that is being birthed that is different, that is new, and that is definitely maybe satisfying. I think this quote helps me to think about or deepens my thought regarding what I also tell my students as they write about their lives, that we cannot change the events of our lives. We cannot change what has happened to us. But we definitely can work with the interpretation of those events, what those things mean. And so I guess for today, that's my audio journal, thinking about conflict, thinking about life itself, being able to see conflict not so much as a something to be avoided, but something to be curious about, and to then take a patient look at the situation, and instead of trying to resolve it rather quickly, just stay with it and then believe and know that at the end of the process, something will come forth if we hold the tension of the conflict and use it to create something beautiful. Take good care.